Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Late Late Shift Studios at Steve's Extra Bedroom, it's the Late Late Shift with your host, Steve.
You guys out there in listener land, I hope that all is well with you. All kinds of fun and excitement going on here. Actually, no, that's wrong. There's jack shit going on around here, man. Just a whole lot of nothing. I actually just pulled out the Roku. I remembered I had a Roku device. It's a Roku 2. And I pulled that thing out thinking, oh, cool, I had forgotten it. Like, I usually use my PlayStation 3. For like Netflix and WWE Network and streaming services, you know, like used to use it for Hulu, but then I didn't want to pay for Hulu anymore because Hulu, not so much good. Got Amazon Prime though, mostly for the fact that it saves us a shitload of money because we order a lot on Amazon and so forth, so on, et cetera, et cetera. Shit like that. Streaming services are predominantly what I use my PlayStation for anymore, you know, because I don't game a whole lot. Actually, I think the last game I played to any real length was Monopoly. Yes, I've been playing PlayStation 3 Monopoly, and you know what? It's baller shit. It's fun than a motherfucker to play that game. It's super duper fun. But so I pulled out the old Roku. I was like, okay, I'll look around here and see what's going on, because I only fucked around with it a little bit before. My wife just had it kind of stashed away. She had picked it up at some point and didn't have any use for it, really. She liked her Apple TV thing better because, you know, she's kind of one of those people that feels like if Apple is stamped on it, then it is inherently better. But Roku is actually, it's cheap as shit, but it's super fucking cool. There's a lot of stuff on there, man. And I'm going through there looking around. There's like 10 different horror channels that are all like free and just, you know, like, I don't know the quality of them because I haven't gone through there to look through quality and whatnot. It's probably just a bunch of crap, you know. It's stuff that's gone into the public out Night of the Living Dead, you know, stuff like that. Stuff that nobody owns the copyright on anymore, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's probably just stuff like that. But who the hell knows? Maybe I'll stumble across some cool shit in there or something. I don't know. I mean, there's some indie flicks, though. There's a few stand-up channels that, you know, hell, stand-up comedy is a crapshoot anyways, you know, unless it's got like a bunch of like Louis C.K. and George Carlin and Kenneth Sid and fucking Mitch Hedberg and shit. I'm going to assume it doesn't have stuff like that. I'm going to assume that, you know, fucking all these famous old stand-up sets are not on there. Robin Williams Live at the Met and shit like that. I'm just going to assume that it's random some bitches doing their stand-up act. And that's fine. That's cool. I've seen a lot of funny stand-ups that way, and I'm happy for that. You know, I think that's pretty sweet that there even is one of those things, let alone three or four of them floating around out there on Roku. But also, part of it was that I needed to replace my sports channel intake because I'm not a huge sports guy. Like, I like football quite a bit, and I like basketball, but my basketball like used to be that I really enjoyed watching it and playing it. Then it went more towards playing it and only kind of watching it during the playoffs, and then I quit playing it because laziness and, you know, pain and whatnot, and frankly, I don't have anybody to fucking play with anymore. So if I, like, put a basketball hoop upside my house, I'd just look like a tool out there, a fucking 34-year-old guy shooting hoops out in his goddamn driveway. That's kind of fucking depressing is what that is. I wouldn't think poorly of the guy that I saw doing that when I was driving down the street. I'd be like, oh, just look at that poor son of a bitch. Because, man, what if it takes the wrong bounce, and then next thing you know, I'm, like, having to chase the fucking ball into the street and go off into my neighbor's yard and or it falls into a fucking culvert, and next thing you know, I'm just have to abandon my basketball because we live right next to a lake. So I know that this place is just swimming with fucking water moccasins, cotton mouths to those who aren't sabe. So I know that they're around here. We just haven't ever seen any. But you know what? I kind of get the feeling that the best way to find a fucking water moccasin would be tracing about and digging around in a fucking culvert. So, yeah, that would probably not be the best of shit in the whole wide world to do. Though I do still think about it, frankly. I still have a basketball out in my garage. I still have a football. I have a basketball and a football on display in my garage. They're just sitting there like I'm going to use them You know, like my wife at some point is just going to be like, hey, let's go out and fucking throw the football around. No, that's never going to happen. I'm telling you, right, that will never, ever, ever fucking happen. We've been married for 2.5 years now. Ain't happened yet. I'm telling you right now, we'll be married for 70 more, and that shit will never happen in the history of times that my wife will be like, hey, let's go fucking throw the football around. No, just not going to happen. You know, however, I might throw a basketball hoop up or something at some point. You know, who the hell knows? Anyways, though, getting back around to sports, I watch football. I'm an avid football fan, at least a specific football. You know, like I just like fucking football, to be honest with you. And I like playoff basketball because it's very exciting. Okay, but apart from that, I don't watch hockey. I could give a nano fuck about baseball, though it does look like it'd be fun to go watch. But that's mainly because of the beer and hot dogs and camaraderie and whatnot. Any sport seems like it would be pretty fun if you're going with a group of friends, you're going to hang out, just because anything that you go do hanging out with people you actually give a shit about, that's inherently fun. You could be doing anything, you know, and it would be inherently, you could be going to watch a fucking state execution. As long as there's like, you know, fucking cheeseburgers and some beer and you're cracking jokes, you'd have a wonderful time watching motherfuckers get the needle slit up in their arm. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, so I'm not a huge sports fan, but I am a sports fan is what we're really getting around to here. And my wife was looking at the bills here lately, and she determined, damn, we're paying entirely too much for DirecTV service. So she didn't tell me right off the bat. She just went in and reduced our package. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a DirecTV package, but there's like, I don't want to say there's like 5 tiers, maybe 4, but somewhere. We were at the next to best one. Like, we were at the one right beside the one that gives you all the fucking movie channels and shit like that. But we don't have the movie channels and whatnot. We had them for like 6 months free when we moved in, and then we got them again when we did the movers thing. They give it to you for free for a little while, and it fell by the wayside. And to be honest with you, I don't miss the movie channels. I miss HBO because I enjoy watching Real Time with Bill Maher and Last Week Tonight with John Oliver and a few other things. They have some documentaries on there that are phenomenal. But apart from that, I don't really miss any of the movie channels. I mean, every once in a while they'll come up free, and then I'll just scan through, like, you know, they'll have like a free weekend or something. I'll scan through there, find any movies that I might want to watch, and then I'll fucking set them on the DVR, and then if I'm interested, I'll go back and watch them at some point. But anyways, so we were at the next to that, though. We had all the cool channels and stuff. It must have been the next to next to that. They must have changed the shit on us at some point. We must have had an outdated package, because they'll do that sometimes. You'll have a package, and then they'll change the package structure, but they never bother to fucking tell you. So if you want to, like, change your shit around, you wind up either paying more to keep the same shit or, you know, so forth and so on. Because there were channels that we didn't have. Like, we didn't have the Esquire channel and Palladia and, you know, some channels that I would have been interested in watching. Whatever fucking Lucha Underground, the El Rey channel, that looks like an interesting channel as well. I wouldn't have minded having those three channels at the very, very least. We didn't have those, though. So we must not have been on the next to highest package. We must have been on the next to next to. But either way, she knocked it down to, like, the base core shit. And what I did not know and what I learned was because I'm sitting there watching television and all of a sudden my shit goes black and it's telling me, hey, if you think that you have this channel on your fucking package, then you should probably call DirecTV because you shouldn't be seeing this screen if that's the case. And I'm like, huh? So right around that time, she texts me and she's like, hey, the satellite might fuck around. I'm dropping some channels here. I'm changing our package. I did not know that ESPN and literally all of the sports channels are tied into it's not on the base package. I always assumed that, you know, maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't get ESPN2 or, you know, I could kind of live without, like, the NFL Network, the NBA Network, though I did watch a lot of NFL Network, to be honest with you. But I always just assumed that, like, ESPN and ESPN News, those were essentially the CNN and CNN headline news of sports, you know. I thought that at the very, 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 just bare-bones least, that ESPN would be on the core-based channels package of any television service, be it cable, DirecTV, fucking Dish Network, whatever the fuck. But I thought wrong is what I thought, because I now have literally zero sports channels. Not a fucking one. Nothing. I have no idea what's going on in the world of sports right now. Nothing's going on, you know, mind you. I mean, I was just watching it for like the top 10 and stuff. ESPN was always my background channel. I always either default, I would grab the remote and without even thinking about it, I would punch 206 or 202. 202 is CNN, 206 is fucking ESPN. My house was always like a goddamn airport in that fucking either sports programming, just random sports programming, or CNN news was on in the background. You know, surprised I hadn't memorized the Weather Channel at some point, which, ironically enough, you know, I just found out earlier tonight, the Weather Channel, also not a part of that base package of fucking programming there for DirecTV. I don't know when this changed, I don't know if this is a new development, but somebody needs to yell at DirecTV about that shit. Like, dude, how come you're telling me I can't watch SportsCenter? I can't watch SportsCenter. And the thing about it is, I can't, like, bitch about it, you know? I told my wife when she got home, I was like, dude, you fucking nixed all my sports channels. Like, I mean, I'm not a huge sports guy or anything, but some of it, you know, I watch a lot of ESPN. I watched ESPN for probably a couple hours every fucking day, you know what I mean? And that's not to mention the 30 for 30 documentaries and stuff, because I watched pretty much all of them. And E60, which is a regular television show that comes on there, I watched that fairly frequently. I watched a lot of shit on ESPN specifically. So some of the other channels that fell by the wayside when we went down, the noteworthy ones, the most noteworthy one for me was I lost VH1 Classic, and that really sucks because I used to record a show called 90s Rock, and what it was it was like a two-hour block of music videos that came on in the middle of the night, literally just 2 hours worth of 1990s music videos. It would be fucking Mariah Carey singing Sweet Emotion or whatever it's not Sweet Emotion, that's a fucking Aerosmith. I don't know what that, you got the feeling emotion, whatever the fuck that is. And then like, it would be like Aerosmith, for instance, singing like Crying. And then there would be some Nirvana and fucking there's Metallica, you know, so forth and so on. 90s fucking videos for like 2 hours. And whenever I was like washing the dishes, mop the floor, just wanting some shit on the background, I would tune it to that. Or sometimes I would just chill out and fucking watch videos. I'm one of the motherfuckers that is always just going to dig sitting down and motherfucking watching videos. You know what I mean? I actually did that on Twitter here not long ago. I put together a playlist on there's this service on my PlayStation, and I cannot remember the name of it off the top of my head at the moment, but it's on music videos, and it's a fuck ton of music videos, a lot of good ones, and you can create your own playlist. So I went through and I made a playlist, and lo and behold, it went about 2 hours worth of fucking music. So I sat down and fucking had, you know, a couple of drinks and watched and basically live tweeted my fucking playlist. Got a big reaction out of it. People really liked finding out what I listened to and shit like that. Ironic, when you consider that I hyped this program over and over again, and as we established last time, all of about 6 goddamn people out there in the entire world really give a shit. But that's neither here nor there. It's a whole lot different listening to somebody for 30 minutes as opposed to just reading a tweet talking about how, man, I sure do like fucking Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. You know, there's a big difference between those two things. But anywho, so the bottom line of all of this, what I'm getting around to here, the bottom line of it is that I don't have any fucking sports channels anymore, okay? The big two that I'm missing of all the channels that are gone are, as mentioned, VH1 Classic. That one's I'm going to feel that one, especially when that metal show comes back on, because that's one of my favorite TV shows. That one and ESPN. Those are the two glaring fucking bye-byes that are gone now, and that sucks the balls is what it does. But at the same time, I can't really raise a stink over that, you know, because like the difference between the two packages is something crazy, like fucking $20 or something like that. So, I mean, is it really worth $10-$20 for me to just watch that one goddamn channel? No, not really. You know what I mean? Especially when we're trying to save a little bit of scratch here and everything. And DirecTV has this. DirecTV is awesome, by the way. I love DirecTV. But at the same time, DirecTV is also douchebags in many ways because they hooked up they tell you they have this whole new genie thing where, like, you can, you know, you don't have to have a receiver in every room. You just have, like, this little thingy, it looks almost like a little Apple TV thing. And just hook it up to your TV, and it'll all feed off of your main big box that's in, like, your living room, wherever the fuck you have your big box set up. And so we were like, cool, we'll do that. So we hooked up all the fucking rooms, man. We got 4 of them motherfuckers in this joint, you know, and there were a couple of them we don't even fucking use, man. And then, lo and behold, they start looking at the fucking bill, and we find out that, you know, we're paying, like, $100 just in fucking just in stuff, man, just like those little things that they stuck into these various rooms that they were like, oh, it's free, don't worry about it. Well, they turn around and charge you like $15-$20 a pop for those sons of bitches after a little while, which is ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous. That's what I was thinking of. Equipment was the term I was trying to think of before. We're paying a crazy amount of money for equipment that we never fucking use. You know, we use like a couple of them and that's it. And that's really fucked up, man. It's shitty of DirecTV to do that. You know, and it's shitty that they don't give, I want ESPN, man. I just want ESPN. But when you get right down to it, what I did, well, the reason I was just the whole Roku thing and all that shit popped into my head was because I was like, hey, man, I bet there's a sports channel on Roku that is fucking free. I bet there's one out there. And lo and behold, if I'm going looking around, and there's like a Sports Illustrated channel, and there's actually an ESPN channel on there. I kind of get the feeling that it more than likely connects through your satellite or cable or whatever the fuck. So I'll have to look at that a little bit deeper. I sincerely doubt that it's just going to be like, fucking, oh, look, it's ESPN right there at your fingertip. And, I mean, really, ESPN, as it pertains to the shows that I watched regularly, as opposed to just keeping up on the news, the 30 for 30s have been showing up on Netflix relatively soon, right after they debut. So I'm not going to necessarily miss those because they show up literally like a week after. I think that Brian Bosworth one that just came out recently, I think it was on Netflix within a week of it having debuted on ESPN. So I'm not going to be sweating that too hard or anything like that. But still, you know, I'm going to miss my default channel there. I've always been an ESPN guy, just having it on in the background. And I just kind of like this, especially with football season about to kick in. It's kind of a nice time to have it. But honestly, to be completely honest with you, if I had to choose between the two, I'd probably want VH1 Classic back more than I would ESPN, because that metal show and my 90s music channels and fucking old school Saturday Night Live comes on there all the time, like on VH1 Classic. They play like 3-4 hours of old school Saturday Night Live, like 90s, early 2000s and shit like that, Will Ferrell and shit like that, you know, and I would record them fairly regularly and watch them. So, yeah, kind of sucks, man. Kind of sucks that those are gone. But that's the way that it goes, you know? I mean, when you're trying to save some money, you got to cut back on some shit. And that's just kind of the way that it is. And I noticed with this Roku box gimmick that, technically speaking, if the bottom fell out and we just didn't have TV anymore, we could probably just use this fucking thing and it would keep us plenty occupied. You know, I mean, plenty of people are cutting the cord nowadays. Television is not exactly as prevalent and it's not as necessary as it once was. I was watching a thing. There's a show I watch on YouTube. I'm sure probably some of you guys out there listening to this, the few of you that exist, are familiar with it. It's called the React Channel, and it's there's a show called Kids React. There's Teens React. There's Elders React, and they just there's YouTubers React, and they just did a new show this week called Adults React, which was essentially a way to keep talking to the ones who aged out of Teens React. And what they do is they present these people with a specific thing, and they film their reactions to it, like, you know, what they think of it. For instance, with little kids, they did a VCR one time on Kids React, and the kids had no clue what the fuck to do with a VCR or a typewriter. And Teens React, the one that they did this week was encyclopedias, and it's such a weird foreign thing to them because they've never really had to use encyclopedias, even though they're like 16, 17 years old. You know, they had no clue what the fuck they were doing with those things. And they show like Magic Mike to the elders, and they're like, hey, old people, look at fucking titties. Well, not titties, but man titties. And they're all like, oh my God. And some of them are like, woohoo. And, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's a very fun show. I'm really not selling it as hard as I should be. It's a fucking great show. But one of the recent episodes they did was where they talked to people about the fact that, it was the Adults React one that just came out this week, actually, talking about the fact that YouTube is 10 years old. And part of that was that they asked everybody how much YouTube they watch and things of that nature. And a lot of the people on there were talking about how they've cut the cord at this point, and they just watch streaming stuff. They'll watch, you know, they'll maintain like the Hulu subscription so that they can watch, you know, stuff from network television that they give a shit about watching. But apart from that, it's Netflix and things of that nature. And I can see that. I mean, that's blatantly the way that things are going. I mean, that will be television within the next 20 years at the absolute most, more than likely within the next 10, I would say. Television as we know it is not going to exist anymore. We just talked here on the show here not long ago, I want to say, about a la carte programming and how they will eventually just offer you, you know, like, hey, it's $30 for fucking 15 channels. Pick your 15 channels from this list, you know. And then you can add extra ones like HBO and shit like that for the same premium price that you've been paying for them all along and whatnot. So, you know, that's a thing. But even, you know, your smarter networks are kind of moving away from that. HBO has done so, CBS. You can watch any CBS programming now without having a television, frankly. You can get CBS Go or whatever the hell it's CBS Now or some such bullshit. CBS streaming is what it is. And you can go watch like Big Bang Theory and shit like that on your computer or whatever. I assume, because I don't know, I don't fucking use it. But that's the way that it's all going, you know? That's the way that all of this shit is going. And it will be there here before too terribly long, I get the feeling. And it'll be interesting to see the way it goes. My dogs just lost their fucking mind outside for some reason. Don't know if you guys can hear that. Because they're dogs and they have to just bark like assholes and everything. But they're adorable and they're cute. So, yeah, didn't mean to go off on a whole little tangent there, but that's kind of the fun of this show, I suppose. Another little tangent I was going to go off on is that I was speaking of network television and DVR and shit like that. I guess I'm somewhat antiquated and then I'm still using shit like that. Most people are, though, so well, not too fucking antiquated. But I was watching Maury earlier because I record it every day, but I don't watch. I usually only watch it maybe a couple times a month, if that. It's just nice to have a little bit of brain candy on standby, just something mindless. I think it's kind of nice to be able to sit down and watch something that makes you feel better about who you are, because if nothing else, you could point at these stupid assholes on Maury and be like, dude, I know that I'm not the bestest motherfucker ever and all the times, but I am better than that. I am better than that. And it's true, you are better than that. But something about it really bothers me, and has always bothered me every time that I watch it. And it is a small example, it's a dumbass example, frankly, of a larger problem. And it's become so popular. We talked about the cool girl thing early on the run of this show. We talked about the cool girl speech from Gone Girl, and how that was kind of like, a lot of feminists took that to mean, like, draped it across their chest as, like, a call to arms and things of that nature. And I called bullshit on it. At the same time, the feminist movement is very interesting to me, because I'm down, you know. Of course, I respect women very, very much. I was raised by predominantly women, but, well, I was raised by pretty much all women. No male figures in my life, really, to any large degree. I'm all about strong women. I think that humans are humans, and if you do equal job to somebody else, then you should get paid as much, and so forth and so on, et cetera, et cetera. I'm also well aware of the fact that there are plenty of women out there who could just kick my ever-loving ass, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it seems like there's a lot of people out there nowadays who reject fact when it is shoved right there in their face, such as if you say that a physically fit man is stronger than a physically fit woman, a woman will throw a fit and call you a sexist nowadays. And that's just true. That's the way that we're physiologically built. Is that true across the board? No, because there are some women who are larger than some men. A 6 foot tall woman is going to be able to outlift and out athletically perform, more than likely, a 5 foot six man, you know, technically speaking. But if you're looking at things across the board, and if you're looking at on which side of the equation is it more plentiful that you're going to get a 6 foot tall, athletic, jacked motherfucker? Are more women like that, or are more dudes like that? Well, it's more dudes that are like that. That's just a fact. That's not an indictment against women or yay manhood or anything like that. That's just a fucking fact of life. Like, dudes are bigger than chicks. Woo! You know? That's good. That's a common motherfucking thing, you know what I mean? It's true in the animal kingdom for the most part, and, you know, across the board and shit like that. It's not being an asshole just to mention stuff like that. It's not sexism. Things have become so anti-man to a large degree because of stuff like that. And one shining example of that is Maury. Sit down and watch an episode of Maury sometime. And regardless of the scenario, the woman will always get cheered. For those who don't know, Maury is a talk show, and he predominantly, he pretty much almost exclusively does lie detector tests for one, and what I'm talking about here is he does paternity tests. So, you know, the paternity test is what we're talking about here. There will be a woman out there, and she is she's like, this dude is my baby's father, and he's fucking rejecting that he's the baby's father. blah, blah, blah. He's an asshole. I'm going to prove him wrong today. And the crowd's like, woohoo, and shit like that. And then inevitably, though, regardless of what the story is, whenever the man walks out, the man gets booed, period, across the board. Every single time, the dude's going to get booed. Even in the ridiculous scenario in which I saw an episode today, there was a woman on the program. This was her third time on the show. She had three men on the program that she was testing today to find out whether they are the father of her baby. Again, she has been on the show three previous times, and over the course of, well, two previous times, this was her third appearance, on those previous two programs, the first one she was accusing one dude, on the second she was accusing two, so, you know, you gotta fucking keep it rolling, on the third, she's accusing three. So literally, that's five, six, no, three, four, five, that's six fucking guys. Six fucking dudes. Over the course of this, of her Maury run, that she will have accused of being the father of her children, of her child specifically, which means that in the time frame in which this child was conceived, a week or two span, she fucked six dudes. All of this while she was engaged to be married to some fucking guy. That's the big thing. The initial guy, the guy from the first episode who was all like, man, everybody's telling me that you're cheating on me, so I'm a little bit worried about the fact that I might not be our baby's father before we get married here. And he walked out there and the crowd was like, fuck you! You fucking suck! Why don't you just accept this child as your own? You suck all of the dicks. When in reality, she was sucking all the dicks. Because we come to find out later on that he was not the father, obviously, and we're now five motherfuckers deep and still ain't found the father. So this bitch was fucking at least six motherfuckers. At least six motherfuckers when she was engaged to be married to this son of a bitch. And then she has the gall to come on there and be like, I'm 1,000% sure that he's the father of my baby. And meanwhile, the crowd is just like, you're right. We believe you inherently. We don't care that there's three gentlemen sitting on the stage. Blah, blah, blah. That's ridiculous. It's kind of, I mean, come on, let's get real here. I'm well aware of the fact that the Maury producers are probably lighting up applause signs, and they're playing that shit. That shit isn't as real as it comes off. You know, we're not talking Ricky Lake style here, where it's go Ricky, go Ricky. That was my shit back in the day. But anyways, you know, it's not really real. But at the same time, the presentation that it puts forth out there, the fact that men are inherently dogs and assholes for justifiably saying, I don't believe that I'm the father of that child because she's had five other men tested. So, excuse me if I err on the side of caution with this one. But that guy is presented as a shitheel fucking asshole. You know what I mean? It's weird to be a man nowadays, man, and, you know, I don't begrudge women coming up and trying to make their shit and get theirs. Get it, ladies, get it. Fucking do it. Do it to it. You fucking deserve it. At the same time, though, does it have to be at the expense of men? Do you have to make us look like shit to make you look better? Can't we just all fucking look like human beings? But that's neither here nor there. We got about a minute and a half left, which means it is time for...
Oh, wow.
That is right. This will be my top five favorite foods. It's going to be really straightforward. Honorable mention goes to fried chicken. Fucking love me some fried chicken. Who don't love fried chicken? You know? Honorable mention also goes to macaroni and cheese because, God damn, macaroni and cheese. And number five, though, we have steak. I prefer mine rare, maybe medium rare, depending on how it's cooked. If it's over a flame, I'll go with medium and it has a good flavor to it. If it's not, give me some rare, man. Just delicious. At number four, we have pizza. I'm a big pizza fan, predominantly pepperoni, but I like me some good pizza, man. You give me some Alfredo pizza with like Alfredo sauce on there instead of regular pizza sauce, throw some pepperonis on that bitch. I'm your motherfucker, man. CC's makes an excellent, excellent version of that pizza. And number three, we have brownies. I love brownies. I'll eat all the brownies. I have literally sat, made a pan of brownies, and eaten all of the brownies within about a 10-minute span. I love brownies. I was high back then, though. Number two, we have tacos y burritos. Tacos y burritos.
My taco flavor, can you say?
I love Mexican food overall in general, but tacos and burritos, man, dude, all over it. And number one is a cheeseburger. My favorite food, hands down, is a cheeseburger. I can eat a motherfucking cheeseburger every goddamn day. Every day.
We'll see if I have one soon. I'm going to be back here on Monday night for the final edition of this show, it looks like. You guys take care of yourselves in the big, bad, really real world, and remember that nothing is trivial.